an important community affairs communication to the National Police Association via web form at https://nationalpoliceorg/contact/. This communication has been cross-transmitted into the care of the United States Justice Department. Date November 30, 2021. From name, keeping it real, Martin Hauser. Using email, factsdontlie.hatedon.idide@gmail.com. Phone, 516-406-4560. Subject connections detached-relinked to history, Sankofa, Paramount. Status of policing in America-confer to a conversation, please. Message begins. As a matter of national security, this is a 911 type of emergency communication. Please accept this communication accordingly. As we continue to censor persons such as me in this debate, people are dying in our country from the violence that is underway. This matter is not being addressed properly of its underpinning sources. The causes are being left out of the debate and continue to manifest their destructive events time and time again on the news. Once again, this is a 911 emergency communication. I cannot fathom the moral agency of the police side of this problem within our society to suppress our citizenry's point of view on subjects that I cannot even put detail to mention here directly. The details are presented out of this communication on the links provided. I am making it known to my suspicion that there are content filters involved here in this National Police org/contact/method. This has been already tested and proven true when I first encountered such maliciousness on the part of the representations of policing authority. To prevent this topic to hold debates of resolve, obviously making this subject is taboo from being discussed. The intent on the part of the agency of law enforcement must be reasoned to be deductively concluded to strongly hold on to a secretive agenda that must change. In my continued efforts, I have replied on Facebook to your post. The comment deserves to be placed and kept, and the comment deserves to be responded to. SCOTA sides with National Police Association amicus brief and reinstates qualified immunity for police officers. https://www.facebook.com/nationalpoliceassex/post/18999238968623833 Comment ID equals 19306772437870 48. On what action you might use against me with intended censorship, those of the actions of the National Police Association, nationalpolice.org, to be deemed custom acts to protect a secretive agenda of conspiracy. These are actions that continue to violate my, collectively our, rights. There is no worry that I identify this behavior on the part of police representation as unprofessional at the very least. These are actually actions in violation of cultural observance that continue to violate United States Code Title 18 Section 242, Deprivation of Rights Under Color of Law. Section 242 of Title 18 makes it a crime for a person acting under color of any law to willfully deprive a person of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States. https://www.justice.gov/court/deprivation-rights-under-color-law. Deprivation of Rights Under Color of Law. Summary. Section 242 of Title 18 makes it a crime for a person acting under color of any law to willfully deprive a person of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States. For the purpose of Section 242, acts under color of law include acts not only done by federal, state, or local officials within their lawful authority, but also acts done beyond the bounds of that official's lawful authority. If the acts are done while the official is purporting to or pretending to act in the performance of his/her official duties, persons acting under color of law within the meaning of this statute include police officers, prisons guards and other law enforcement officials, as well as judges, care providers in public health facilities, and others who are acting as public officials. It is not necessary that the crime be motivated by animus toward the race, color, religion, sex, handicap, familial status or national origin of the victim. The offense is punishable by a range of imprisonment up to a life term, or the death penalty, depending upon the circumstances of the crime, and the resulting injury, if any. Title 18, U.S.C., Section 242. Whoever, under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom, willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year, or both, and if bodily injury results from the acts committed in violation of this section or if such acts include the use, attempted use, or threatened use of a dangerous weapon, explosives, or fire, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years, or both, and if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section or if such acts include kidnapping or an attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to kill, shall be fined under this title, or imprisoned for any term of years or for life, or both, or may be sentenced to death. This Contact Us Form 2 National Police Association is being CC, in detail onto the United States Department of Justice, contact page. https://www.justicegov/dodge/web/forms/shire-message-department-justice. In the effort to not be impacted by such mentioned possible censorship by the representation of policing agency, the texts of the Facebook comment and this contact form are being preserved and saved on this end of authorship. This is just in case your altered points of view place you to act in violation of the law to censor my effort to reveal the record of the truth. Don't worry about my today's effort, the text of this contact form is saved. Notice that the ID associated with my phone number has to be emphasized here. This mobile device identity represents the effect that my previous phone/mobile device was hacked. This was hacked while I was attempting to communicate on Facebook Messenger with my local politicians of county supervisors. They too are just ignoring my reaching out communications. In Messenger, they are just kicking the read seen by indicator down the conversation without responding. My phone was hacked and my communications were interfered with from the outside. My technology device initiated to force a firmware update and made that an unconditional reset of the device that would not connect to the internet, effectively disabling my phone. I made a record of this by capturing the firmware update screen and of course reporting this activity to the FBI. Knowing the conditions we are currently existing and suffering in the United States, such a law enforcement agency will just ignore it. I also placed the image of this firmware update screen to be the avatar of a Twitter account. That account is not mentioned here just in case you have a filtering catalog that contains references to all of my online identities. So, the fact that my phone was hacked only goes to the confirming truth that I am targeted, and the activity to disable my Windows 10 hardware in a motel room in January 2021 is also associated with this targeting. They disabled my technology devices to not be able to access the internet. So I could not document in real-time updates of the involvements with my local police with the events that were transpiring in this motel room. I asked for an officer of the San Bernardino Police Department to respond hours before I had to check out of the motel room on January 3, 2021. They already were given knowledge of who I am and prior communications attempting to remedy the systemic persecution of my life. They never properly or professionally responded to the motel room. Blood Room 101. When the officer of the police finally responded, he appeared outside before the motel room window, my blood already all over the room from a self-inflicted wound to my neck. The officer assigned me the role somehow of being a terrorist. He mentioned if I was the one who emailed the mayor with some kind of threat with anthrax. Hours prior to check-out time of the motel room, an open 911 text interface was used to put these circumstances into an official record. None of this interface to the police authority served to provide my right of necessity to interface with law enforcement. The utility of social service of technology to dial 911 voice and use 911 text services was denied from my use. The 911 interference has been documented and placed into my online journal. All of this vigorously received effort to suppress me individually and collectively of our citizenry to make a corrective course seems to be showing itself of a hate involvement bias. Such a need to address this is being exposed in the news in Los Angeles County. I claim it is much more expansive than just a single regional county's law enforcement agency. The technology device that I am using is given a full and complete public disclosure. I represent here to not have any kind of violent intentions. I am writing here to you in no way of any kind of offensive way. There is no way to assign such references that I am representing any kind of agency of destruction. I am in no way possible to be declared a terrorist. Far from it, I am under a mission of peace-making. I especially am in no way any kind of threat to national security. This goes to define the activity of the actions used against me under the Patriot Act allowing the government overreaching surveillance access to citizens. I suspect I am being negatively subject to its abuse that is being publicly reported and mentioned in public forums. also placed onto actual research finding publications on the National Institutes of Health related to this subject. See links below. These are imposed against me by points of connection much to all of the civil society in the community. I do not deserve this negative action against me. The actions that have been used against me are criminal and a violation of state and federal laws. These actions against me and my ability to report this are being intentionally roadblocked by the local police authority that will not acknowledge my reaching out to remedy. This BitChute video placed online best applies to present the similar nature that has happened to my own life. https://www.bitchute.com/video/6gzskts0x/flit=i-were-1vgrkh-sm-kinners-0easy-8hcblx-w-ferb-8vdf-84-i-dz-kz-3-i-jacked-4-na. The FBI COINTELPRO stalking and assassination program ran in secrecy for decades before being exposed in the 1970s. This program targeted activists, whistleblowers, political organizations and civilians in the United States. How can I remove the branding you all in the law enforcement authority and greater civil society have placed against my name and my identity? How can I stop the knowing I am maliciously targeted by the community points of affairs for 16 years and it will never end? This is a plea of mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy me, stop the hate already. Device ID 516-406-4560. Device name, Forevermore Cruel Hate Incubator. This is in view of the entire scheme of police authority that is working opposite of the Commonwealth, opposite of natural law, opposite of good but working in the acts of evil. Any cause of action that goes to silence the effort to stop this, is an act in support to be sympathetic to hate and evil. I do not understand how you all sleep knowing these conditions remain unchallenged to the hate and evil motives that are infested in much of the police forces across the nation. Notes on the email address used here. factsdontlie.hadidon.id@gmail.com. Facts don't lie, hated on, I died. This ID created in August 2021 in the purchase of a new phone and immediately prior to a train trip destination to New York and the goal to be eventually into the United Nations. This need to go to the United Nations to denounce my United States citizenry and change my nationality to some other country that does not allow the haters to intentionally win. Always allowed to intentionally win. On board the Amtrak train, I attempted to communicate my traveling mission to the train conductor. I was not abusive or presenting myself in any way, intoxicated. I mentioned that I wanted to create a communication bridge into the United Nations. The conductor somehow took my request into an act to stop the train and call the Texas Police Authority to throw me off the train. My mission to go to the United Nations was interrupted. I was placed into a 58-day stay in jail in Williamson County, Texas. The account of what I observed in malicious operations of the jail and changes in the specifications of the building facility should be brought forward into full view of prompt correction. Obviously, an intention of change of building codes in the specifications of the fire protection system that are violations of code and would obviously fail inspection. I am now out of the jail and returned back to San Bernardino. My trip to New York United Nations was interrupted. Am I back here in a continued violation of the law against me of a continued persecutory system? That makes me a victim forever to the end of my life? I protest. This is what I uncovered at the jail in Williamson County, Texas that are noted to be in violation of the operating code. This is being intentionally perverse and violated by the facility. https://text/rex/state/x/public/red/$sign/tag/page/sl=r&@=9&p/dir=np/rloc=np/tloc=np/ploc=np/g=1&p/tech=20&th=37&pt=939&RL=619. Texas Administrative Code. Title 37 Public Safety and Corrections. Part 9 Texas Commission on Jail Standards. Chapter 259 New Construction Rules. Subchapter G Temporary Housing, Buildings. Rule Section 259.619 Life Safety. Specifically identified here in violation of E. Self-alarming smoke detectors or smoke detectors which are part of an automatic fire detection and alarm system shall be provided for each inmate living and day room area in sufficient numbers to provide prompt warning to occupants and staff. The alarm systems should be tested in accordance with the manufacturer's recommendation, but shall be tested at least on calendar quarterly intervals and test results made a matter of record to include date and results of test, and signature of the person testing the equipment. What I observed during my incarceration at the Williamson County, Texas Corrections Facility in Georgetown was placed into the record on the information tracking system provided by Smart Jail Mail. This was placed into the written record under my booking 21-192,333. What I placed into the record is outrageous to consider this goes on without being identified as violations and inspections passed year by year. The 24 individual jail cells that are found in the cell block of infirmary have been altered from their original building specifications. The facility was built in 2003. What I observed is that the smoke detectors have been intentionally removed from the ceiling of these cells. Where these fire protection equipment units are supposed to be actively in operation, there is a blank metal cover with screws. This cover is painted over. The smoke detectors have been intentionally removed from all of the 24 individual person cells in this section of the jail. This being dedicated to infirmary for medical purposes, the cells also have routed in electrical power. The accessibility to 120-volt plugs is also a feature of these cells. In such a violation of specification, there must be some kind of reasoning for this change. The only speculative conclusion I can make is that at some time future, the plan is that somehow the country and government would be under the control of some kind of different power. This goes to the January 6, 2021 insurrection attack on the United States Capitol building. Those who engaged in this action against the government, if successful, would greatly be at an advantage of the cell block's current configuration. If taken that the government is overthrown by powers that represent sources from World War II era of Nazi Germany, which is true, these cells are currently configured to the possible use as torture chambers. This is a logical and reasoned suggested future use here considering that any smoke generated by the use of electrical torture of humans would go undetected by the system due to the missing units. If jails across our entire nation are under the top leader management of this kind of change in these jailhouse specifications, this has a great vulnerability in the security of our nation overall. Furthermore, to complicate the matter, what has happened to the radioactive element in these missing smoke detectors? If 24 are missing from this Williamson County, Texas jailhouse alone, what if such intentional removal of equipment changes have been made? This is definitely a source to consider enough to make a dirty bomb from this unaccounted dash for equipment. Making a dirty bomb dash ABC News. https://apnews.com/technologies/loose-nuka/story, id=1077341 and page=1. November 1, 2005. This is a man-made radioactive agent that is used in oil drilling and surveying equipment and in very small amounts in household smoke detectors. Dash. This is just one of the items that I must bring forward into a correction at the jail. What I also know that is problematic, these matters are being protected and not addressed by a proclivity to support a hate agenda embedded in the entire policing authority across the entire country. When will I be treated with respect and dignity? When will I have a voice reaching through this bias? When will I be given the right to protest and the right to be received professionally? When will I be given the right of legal capacity to bring something into a viable discussion and intake these complaints into an active corrective remedy? On the efforts I have to stop the harassments that I have received, when will someone of greatness stand up and announce an end to terminate this systemic scheme of destruction along with the inappropriate use of abused powers of law enforcement police authority in this nation? Reference National Institutes of Health Research Findings, untitled here, Pass Filters. https://www.bnlmnigov/pmc7178134. https://pubmed.bnlmnigov/33666560/. In such is the efforts of at site unseen, Dr. Joseph Pierre, to hold a false accounting, fake news, published article that I denounce his motives as being anatology. What is happening is real. We must put an end to it, dash permanently. End of message. Result. Your message was sent successfully. Thanks. National Police Association dash your message was sent successfully PNG.